bid you welcome at this Advent Vesper service. Our theme this year from Hymn 347, Comfort, Comfort, Ye My People, and our theme tonight, Into Everlasting Gladness. Order of Vespers, page 229. Please stand.
O Lord, open my lips. To deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Lord, hear to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. Ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? He will receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation.
Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek the face of God of Jacob.
Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. And doors that the King of glory may come in.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts is the King of glory. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As
Hymn 331, you may be seated. 7. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test." And he said, "Hear then, O house of David. Is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey when he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the boy knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land whose two kings you dread will be deserted. Then the Lord will bring upon you and upon your people and upon your father's house such days as have not come since the day that Ephraim departed from Judah, the king of Assyria. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God."
The second lesson, Luke chapter 1. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Advent responser. "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch.
This is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness.
In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
This is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness."
In 3:4-7. Thank you.
of Jesus. Amen. The theme for this Advent is Comfort, Comfort Ye My People, based upon the hymn of the same name which we just sang. Advent is about a lot of things. It's about penitence as we wait for Christ to come and take us home. It is about looking back at the first coming of Jesus and appreciating the unique and divine way that God the Son decided to enter into our world in time and space. It is all these things, but for the next few weeks, we will be looking at how Advent brings and has brought comfort. Advent brings comfort to us now, just as it brought comfort to those who were waiting for the coming of the Messiah. Let us see how that is. In our first lesson for the evening, we find this promise of comfort. Isaiah is visiting the king of Judah, King Ahaz, because the Lord has a word for him. The word is that Ahaz needs to hear is trust in God. A very simple word, but it is a word that tells him to trust that God will sustain him in the kingdom of Judah. And the Lord even wishes to prove it to Ahaz by providing Ahaz a sign. And what is that sign? Well, it's whatever Ahaz wishes for it to be. It could be as high as heaven or low as Sheol. The Lord is more than ready to prove himself to Ahaz. But Ahaz, in a false piety and a lack of belief, does not wish to ask for a sign, as he did not wish to put the Lord to the test. Now, we are told not to put the Lord your God to the test. But when the Lord tells you to ask for a sign, you ask for it. So the Lord, now wearied by Ahaz, gives a sign anyway. The sign being this: Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey when he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the boy knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land whose two kings you dread will be deserted. The Lord will bring upon you and upon your people and upon your father's house such days as have not come since the day that Ephraim departed from Judah, the king of Assyria. That is the sign that was given, that a virgin will give birth to a son, and he shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. Little did Ahaz know that this miracle that he would be expecting would not be fulfilled in his own time, but it would be fulfilled in the birth of Christ. And we see this exact sign in our second lesson for this evening. In it, we see that the angel Gabriel comes and visits Mary to deliver some very unexpected news. That news being, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. We get to witness before our very eyes God fulfilling his own promise, the same promise that he promised Ahaz, unfolding in the gospel. Mary, by the conception of the Holy Spirit, would give birth to a son. And this son is the Son of God who has come down to reside with us. He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. Now, how does all of this relate to comfort? For Ahaz and everyone else who was waiting for the sign to be fulfilled, they knew that once it was fulfilled, that they would be free from their most pressing enemy, Assyria. Well, it turns out that Judah would still fall, and all of Israel would now be in exile. Still, those who were in exile remembered this promise that was given, and they found great comfort in knowing that one day their sadness in exile will end, that God will pardon their sins and blot out every dark misdeed, that though they have suffered many a day in exile, their griefs will pass away. It is in Jesus Christ that all of this comes about. The baby boy born by the Virgin Mary will grow into a man. And this man, the Son of God, would die on the cross for the sins of the whole world, for everyone before and for everyone after him. Why? Because God's wrath had to be poured out on sin. And Jesus, the one who knew no sin, became sin for us and faced God's wrath for us. Now all that well-deserved anger he no more will see or hear. We too receive this comfort from this, not from the sign that is to come, but from the sign that has come. We have been given the sign, the trust in God. And unlike Ahaz, we believe and trust in the forgiveness of God through Jesus Christ. While we too remain in exile in this land, in this mortal life, waiting for Jesus to take us to his kingdom in heaven, we no longer are wallowing in pining sadness because God has turned our griefs and sadness into ever-springing gladness. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your minds in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen.
Page 231, the Song of Mary, Magnificat, Canticle, We Stand to Sing.
Let my prayer rise before you as incense,
and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. My soul
as you leave, you gather the offerings, you may be seated. Kyrie, page 233. We stand to sing.
Be with you all. Amen.